This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's dispel the myths and get to the facts. The facts are that this has been a busy week in the News Talk Radio world, and here to bring us up to date on what the conversations are, some of the meat, the potatoes, some of the ice cream, the cake, maybe there's some a little chocolate in here, too, as well, Michael.
Wait doing this report.
Yes, right. Exactly. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. Not to trivialize the stories of the people. Sometimes we want to have a little bit of fun because this stuff, you look at the list and there's not much nice or fun.
Have you noticed?
I'm sitting here
fighting off depression as we prepare for the broadcast, looking over the materials at hand. You know, you talk about dispelling the myths. It'll be mythy and pithy. The problem is it's very depressing. This is a lousy week in terms of stories. A lot of stuff going on. Okay, so let's jump in.
Let's jump into it. That's a good idea, please.
At number 10, we have the Dave Chappelle incident. At number 9, we have...
That's weird in and of itself, isn't it?
It's very depressing. First of all, it's dangerous to be a comedian. And that's on a whole variety of fronts. Not to mention, if a person now can be attacked while standing on stage performing at a serious venue, we're not talking about some bar room in the
Hollywood Bowl. We're talking about
a Hollywood Bowl. We were talking the other recently, about the Academy Awards. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
At number nine, we have a tie between mainstay topics that are sort of pushed down to the bottom, but still talked about: race relations, immigration, and climate change. The fires in New Mexico are fueling a lot of that discussion.
Yeah.
Crime and violence at number 8. Number 7, we have Elon Musk and Twitter, and that's tied with social media in general, is always in our top 10. COVID-19 is at a very unstable number 6. At number 5, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign policy, which obviously is bending and being changed by the Russia-Ukraine war. The economy is at 4, and that's not great. At number 3, the January 6th committee grinds on, and that's tied with Donald Trump.
It is a grind, too, isn't it? Just a grind.
Oh, it's grinding on. Just grinding on. And very likely we'll just continue to grind on until the elections, and then the Democrats will lose control of it, and that'll be the end of it.
Yeah.
Donald Trump and the GOP, that's also part of number 3, and J.D. Vance had a victory in Ohio in a Senate primary, which is sort of a bit of a victory for Donald Trump in terms of his role as kingmaker.
Yeah, endorsing me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At number 2, partisan politics and the 2022 and 2024 elections. That's number 2. And number 1, we didn't even know this story was going to be on the chart last week. Mm-hmm. And here it is at number 1, and that is Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go over the people? At number 10, Dave Chappelle. Number 9, Elon Musk. Janet Yellen at 8. Kevin McCarthy at 7. Samuel Alito and John Roberts at 6. Dr. Mehmet Oz at 5. Madison Cawthorn at 4. J.D. Vance at 3. Donald Trump at 2. And Joe Biden at number 1. And there you have it.
The Piece of Work Award this week goes to Madison Cawthorn. Don't you think?
I find myself, and I'm going to admit this, when I see his name, I just sort of close down and
don't pay any attention.
He's like on this certain list of goofballs.
Would Marjorie Taylor Greene be another one on that list?
She sure is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then
on a certain level, so was AOC. It's not political
as it is how you handle
yourself and how loud.
Well,
you
for
are.
Me, it's people like. It's our senator. You live in Massachusetts. I live in Massachusetts. When you look at anything that she says, I just discount it. It's just like
I'm angry. We're going to fight. We're going to fight.
Just noise. She's all noise.
Yes.
And Mitch McConnell's the same way. He's an old fossil. You know, the two of them are back and forth because the economy is number four this week, and because of the suggestions, I suppose this could go into the political partisan politics number two discussion as well. The business next. About whether or not to pay back student loans, whether we tax those bad guys that run those corporations, get them. Meanwhile, her net worth is four times what it was when she became a senator. Of course, that's just a...
It just happens. Ran into a little bit of money.
Right, exactly. Yep. Okay. So anyhow, they say, well, she was writing books and speaking. Well, she wouldn't have had the notoriety had she not been elected. I suppose maybe that's a way of looking. It's just all kinds of this stuff. And then people are trying to take a shot at Elon Musk, who basically is one of the best stories of what the American dream is all about. A great American. He's not even American.
He annoys me. I find him to be an excessive example of the American dream. Diminishing returns on all sides. The fact that an individual could rise up through business and make a lot of money, I think that's great.
Yeah.
But when you take it past a certain point, and an individual can buy control over the major venues of communication because he has money, then we have to hope he's a benevolent dictator.
And is he?
I don't know what the hell he is. He's still his book has yet to be written. All I know is I don't like power concentrated in any one individual, and I don't like power concentrated in any one
right.
group.
What's the George Orwell line? Power is corrupting, and power corrupts people. There's a line from a George Orwell book that's similar to that. No, it's ultimate power.
There's a lot of lines in Orwell that fit into a lot of the things we're talking about today.
Yeah, that's for sure. But News Talk Radio is about what the issues are of the day and of the week. You can find, by the way, these appear every week as they are floated at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. The whole business about government money and where it goes, I saw something this week, the Stanford University School of Environmentalism got $1 billion to create a sustainability school. Is that the appropriate way for us to spend our money? I guess depends on whether you... I think we all know that the climate is in... I don't know if jeopardy is the right word, but there's a question about it. Is it all man-made, the problem, or is part of it what would be going on anyway? That's kind of like a Roe v. Wade discussion. So let's go back to that for a second, Michael, with your thoughts on how Roe v. Wade will affect the election coming up this fall, because that seems to be on, as the worm squirms, there are a couple of different angles to this. One of them for me is the fact that it's being brought up now when there's so much else going on. How much more hoopla can we stand and take, and why is it necessary to bring this up now? They could have put it off if, they had wanted to. And then the whole business about the latest, the three people Trump appointed all were asked questions definitively about Roe v. Wade, and they all pretty much said it was, decided legislation or something along that line.
Well, some said it was decided back in the early 70s when it became the law of the land. Others say they will obey the law.
Right.
They will follow the law.
They didn't.
Of course,
they haven't.
In many cases, the judiciary in America thinks it's the legislature, that it not only interprets the law, but it creates the law. And this is where we're running into problems in terms of the separation of the seats of government, of the different divisions of government, checks and balances. It's very messy out there right now. If you look at history, though, it's always been messy. We're experiencing just this brand of American democratic messiness. So we shouldn't get too depressed over it, because it's not like this is the first time we've had these arguments. The abortion issue, though, is mind-boggling, because it ultimately comes down to philosophy and theology and uncertainty, and that is, when is a fetus officially
when is
a
it
human
life?
Being?
Yeah.
And what is the role of government in protecting life versus our being protected from the government infringing on our privacy?
Mm-hmm.
And these two concepts are at odds with each other, and there isn't really a clearly defined demarcation between the two. This is the issue.
It's strategically very difficult in terms of the human impact this has. But so many people get involved in this that nothing to do with the human side, has to do with the political side.
Oh, totally.
There are people. Women.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but so many of the people who are vehement about this issue had completely different points of view at different times in their life based on their political interests.
Yep. That's right. All right. We're going to talk about COVID and the situation. What's the scoop with Joe Biden? Connection to COVID, about his present status. Is it because he hasn't delivered on COVID or because he hasn't delivered on the Russia war? Well, let's talk about that as we continue. Lots of issues to discuss this week. Help yourself to comments, too, on our Facebook page at djvshow.com or Instagram and Twitter as well. Here's something that came to light this week in terms of what you are doing there. There's this new drug that people are talking about that's supposed to help you lose 20 pounds in 20 days or something. That comes up. Buy stock in Eli Lilly. I'm not here to, that's not my message, but that's what you're going to find in the next few months. You're going to be the talk of the town is this drug that helps you lose weight. And then at the end of that, though, unless you keep buying the drug, you're not going to be able to keep it off. That's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is the right way, the natural way, the honest way to keep weight off after you lose it, no matter how you've lost it. Exercise, dieting, whatever it is, pills, Calitrin, at the end of the day, is the way to save yourself. And there's a new powder. They have a capsule, they have a liquid, and they have a powder. Check it all out. See how it works. Find out the success stories. All natural Calitrin. All the info is at toploss.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Cybercrime is way up, and not surprisingly, so is online shopping. So how can you stay safe while shopping online? Visa customers can have peace of mind knowing there's not only zero liability purchase protection, but the company has also made several investments over the years into keeping you and your data safe. I caught up with Michael Jabara, VP and Head of Global Fraud Services at Visa.
First is around our people and having that tremendous and deep expertise of 800 of the best cybersecurity experts in the world, and taking that cross-disciplinary approach between cyber, fraud, risk, and data science, and patching it all together. You have our technical and technology capabilities that are using the latest in AI, ML, and allowing us to be much more proactive and faster to respond than we would be otherwise.
For more info, visit visa.com/security.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's get into the discussion again with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here every week at this time. This program plays all across the weekend on hundreds of radio stations. The idea is for you. And you can get a podcast of it, too, by the way. Notice the listenership to the podcast is going up. It's at talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can find the reference to it also at djvshow.com or at dougsteffen.com. And so here we are with these issues. We're grinding out our thoughts about it. And it is almost some of this stuff has become a grind. Certainly COVID now I don't think it's been as low as six since back in March of 2020, has it?
Right. But no, it hasn't. But it doesn't mean it's not important, and it doesn't.
No,
mean
I understand.
It's not
yeah.
It's a big six. It's not. Yeah, we want to lose interest in it. There's this mass denial going on, and it's really funny when you're in a room full of people and no one's wearing a mask, and people are like out socializing and all that. I don't use the word infectious or contagious, but it is. You believe it's safe, and at this point, the information that we get from authorities, experts, is so muddy that everybody is out for themselves in terms of what to do about vaccines, boosters, masks, what attitude to have about this, and how dangerous are these new variants that are being uncovered in South Africa and might follow the same path as Omicron and all those. It's very depressing.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. That's what I said. When I was looking for something nice and fun to talk about, no matter what, that's what I try to do on the daily DJV program.
Well,
and find stuff that's... Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right, you gang. Start your day with a smile, and you'll be happier and healthier.
Dave Chappelle is number 10 on the people list and number 10 on the story list. The Hollywood Bowl. You've been to the Hollywood Bowl, right?
Yeah,
you've been
in
there. Yeah. Okay. So you can visualize.
I scored 300 there. Oh no! Wait a second. That was a different Hollywood Bowl. No, I've been to the Hollywood Bowl one time.
Sunset. Yeah.
One time in my life, I was pulled into seeing a Barry Manilow concert.
Oh, good for you! I love Barry Manilow.
Okay.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, you're talking to the right guy. I think Barry Manilow is fabulous. People all tease me. The girls on the DJV show tease the heck out of me when I sing along with the Barry Manilow song. Anyway.
It's okay. We understand.
So he didn't get attacked on stage. It's not likely he would. But who's the guy? What do we know about this guy? He's been charged, what, with three or four
23 years
counts?
Old. 23 years old. I think his name is, Lee.
Yeah.
He had a some kind of a weird fake gun.
Yeah.
He is not going to be prosecuted by the Los Angeles District Attorney because they don't believe
that guy doesn't even prosecute anybody.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the DAs all around the country are all wimps, and that's one of the problems in terms of crime in America. But he is being held, and he's being charged with misdemeanors and all kinds of stuff. So it stinks. Interestingly.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx and Chris Rock were part of a Netflix show that was being done, and they calmed the audience down.
Yes. Yeah. Chris Rock said, "Is that Will Smith?"
Yeah.
Taking a laugh. But yeah, there's something like that. And he's very good at that. I mean, under this, Chris Rock is very, very, very good and that sort of thing. It's too bad. It didn't hurt him. You know, remember when he came to Boston a couple of weeks ago, right after the Academy Awards, and people were paying $8,000 just to have a chance to go in. And he didn't ever say anything in his performance, but people were paying $8,000 from scalpers out in the street to get in to see Chris Rock. God love the guy. But anyway, it's another reflection of the wackadoodle world that we live in, and part of the things that we talk about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Body and skin hair are very different from pubic hair and skin. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection is designed specifically for women's needs and gives pubic hair and skin the level of care it deserves. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection includes products to help prep, protect, shave, and maintain hair in the pubic region, whether your hair is there, gone, or growing. The full collection is dermatologist and gynecologist tested. You can buy the Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection at all major retailers where you find your favorite Venus products.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States, G7 nations, and European Union agreed to impose new sanctions on Russia ahead of its commitment to phase out Russian oil. Ukrainian President Zelensky joined a G7 leaders call on Sunday to discuss sanctions and commemorate the sacrifices the Allies made to defeat fascism. The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. Monday's celebration on the World War II victory and some shades of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin speaking via a translator.
Those who defeated the Nazis showed us an example of heroism for all eternity. This was a generation of victors, and we shall always look up to them. Glory to our great armed forces. For Russia. For victory. Hurrah.
Hurrah! USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Connecticut Department of Public Health has reported the state's first Powassan virus infection of the year. Powassan virus is a rare disease spread by the same tick that causes Lyme disease. The department recommended residents take action to prevent tick bites from now through late fall. Using insect repellent, avoiding areas where ticks are likely, and checking carefully for ticks after being outside can reduce your chance or your children from being infected with the virus. Russian President Vladimir Putin speaks Monday at the Victory Day Parade in Moscow commemorating the end of World War II. Via a translator.
The death of each soldier and officer is a tragedy for all of us and is a loss for their loved families. The state enterprises and the non-governmental organizations will do everything to surround these families with care, to help them. And we shall give special support to the children of our dead comrades. There is a presidential decree about that, and it has been signed. I wish speedy recovery to those wounded, and I thank the doctors, nurses, and medical personnel in field hospitals for their selfless work. I bow my head to you for saving every life.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
About 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's not really a show because you can't see it, but it's the Talk Radio
what?
Countdown program.
What?
What?
You can't see it? This is the theater of the mind. Of course you can see it.
That's what it is.
Doug.
Uh-huh.
This is okay, show. This is the greatest show on earth. Radio.
That's true. As an aside, you should come visit my farm this summer. We actually booked a circus to come to the farm
later
in August. Yes, right. So you can come, maybe bring your lovely wife Bernadette and enjoy the circus.
I have a circus act that I've been doing for years.
Juggling?
I'm a fat lady.
You're a fat lady?
I'm the fat lady, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to some of these other universal items. Oh, actually, I wanted to mention, speaking of who's who and what's what, the annual Talkers Countdown, I'm sorry, Talkers Convention. the weekly Talkers Countdown. It's the annual Talkers Convention taking place in New York City in June at Hofstra University. It's a great venue. We'll do the program from there that Friday morning. So anybody who is anybody in the world of news talk radio and talk in general are going to be in attendance, I would assume. Yes, that's usually the way it is.
More so than ever. This is
really
a heck of a gal. Oh, take a look at Talkers. You'll see the lineup so far. It's amazing. And you're going to broadcast from there, huh? It's going
to
be great.
I am. Well, if I'm invited to do that.
A wonderful facility to broadcast from. You're going to get spoiled. You're going to want to be there all the time.
We did it the last time. When was the last time we were there? We were there last year.
Last year. Last year, yeah.
And we were there a number of years before that. Yeah, the studios are great.
2015.
Met a lot of young students. This is a school of broadcasting. Hofstra is where you went to school.
Yep.
And so it's not a tricky place to be taken care of. It's very good, and it's a good... I don't know, I just enjoy it. I love going into... You know what it is with me? I'm used to working in a studio in my home, and I have been doing it that way. I may have been probably the first guy, frankly, without crowing about it, that did radio this way back in the early 90s. And so now when I go into a studio, and I was working at KBC, I loved going in there because it was a real radio station. It's like, you know, the feeling of it. And going into those studios they have at Hofstra, that's going into a real radio studio, real radio station. And there's something about those of us who have their grassroots coming up in this business. We love going into real studios. That sounds silly.
However, no, it doesn't sound silly at all. However, a little inside baseball here.
Yes.
It ain't the same as it was in the old days, and I don't like saying that, but there was something about the old-fashioned radio stations with turntables, cart machines, you know, the clatter of the teletype machines coming from a newsroom where there are a bunch of news people. You know, there was a smell, the smell of the felt and the ink. That doesn't exist anymore. Radio stations today are like computer centers. Everything is computerized.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So you can run a radio station on a keyboard as opposed to with all those knobs and dials and things.
Well, that's how I do it. I got three screens here in the studio and a microphone. That's pretty much it. There's no knob. I have a control board that has little knobs and sliders and stuff. But it's not like sitting in front of that big board and it was just a lot of fun.
But they all still work. But there was something about the big... And every radio station had a slightly different board. So when you got a job at a new radio station, and in many cases you had to run your own board, that's called comboing, where you were both your own board operator and the talent.
Yeah.
It was like driving a car for the first time. You know, you ever rent a car and you don't know where the key is, and there's no key and it's a button, and you don't know how to turn on the windshield wiper when it starts raining.
Like, but there's a certain amount of inside baseball for this, for folks who are listening. I'm just thinking about other stations that I worked in. I can remember being at WCAU in Philadelphia, and I had no jurisdiction. The union guys, the techs, had what we called final jurisdiction, which meant that whatever was on the air wasn't up to you. It was up to them. And you must have worked in places like that.
I worked in every situation in radio. I've been in radio long enough to. I've worked with union workers. I've worked combo. I've had board operators. I've worked at the biggest radio stations with the finest equipment, and I broadcast from junk holes.
Me too.
I mean, I've done it all.
Both in the same thing. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So anyway, back to the Talkers Convention, and who's going to be there? A lot of bluster and muster, and it'll be the usual. It's an egocentric. The energy in the room.
Well, I mean, I don't see it that way. I mean,
I know you do, but I
see it as productive. I see it as productive.
Not productive. It's just funny. It's amusing. I think somebody might say that about me.
You think so?
I'm just saying this is a collective of energy of egos.
Well, it's an industry of colorful people.
Yeah.
Colorful characters go into these industries that are half business, half art, half technical, half spontaneous, a lot of ego, comedy, tragedy. I mean, it's an amazing field. And it has a certain culture to it that, you know, having spent much of my life as part of it, you know, I see it changing, I see it fading, but I still see it has life in it. And this convention...
Oh, yeah.
Is sort of one of the things that keeps the tradition of radio alive at the center of the hub of a bigger wheel of multi-platform media. I mean, there is no such thing anymore as radio, as newspapers, as movies, as television. It's all blending together into something that has yet to fully coalesce. And we cling to these 20th century notions that, you know, you work at a newspaper or you read the paper or you're watching a TV show or you go to the movies. But it's all different and it's getting increasingly different.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, let's go back to Joe Biden, who's our president, he's number one on the people list, as usual. There are people who continue, they make a career out of taking presidents, taking the pulse of the people when it comes to presidents. How do you like that for alliteration? And there are those who continue to look at Biden's approval ratings, mostly the people that don't like him. And he's down and up and this, that, and the other thing. What's the problem? Why is he going down? Is it COVID? Is it the situation with Russia? Is it just general malaise? Because every time he opens his mouth, somebody comes up behind him with a broom to clean up what he said. So there are a lot of different examples. And I wonder if we don't go overboard with this, trying to every day measure the effectiveness of somebody like the president. It isn't just Biden. It's all these guys now who are there measuring their effectiveness. We have lost trust, supposedly, in Biden. I saw that as a headline. Huh? What? You trusted Trump? you trusted Bush? You know, what? Come on.
Every president makes the previous president seem good.
Yeah. That's what we mean. So.
Every president
right.
creates nostalgia for the guy we got rid of or suffered with.
Bush is a bum. Yeah, now
Bush
he's the
is bad. Yeah, I remember seeing an off-Broadway play called Bush is Bad.
Mm-hmm.
That was George W. Bush.
Well, he was bad, but... But who is...
He was horrible. I mean, look, Trump won the nomination in 2016 by going against Bush. He did he did something that was considered sacrilegious. He turned on his own party. Mm. The Bushes were sanctified.
Well, the party isn't that party anymore. No. That's not the same party.
Well, parties don't say the parties change.
Yeah.
You know, it's fascinating to look at the concept of a political party in America. It's a very loosely connected set of people and values. There's no such thing as a political party, you know, being unchanging. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people say, "I didn't leave the party; the party left me."
Yep, that's what I'd say.
Right.
Yeah. I was a Republican most of my life. I'm not now. There's nothing about what the mainstay of the Republican Party, there's nothing there for me, anyway. And I find that it's kind of sad. Actually, when you get right down to brass tacks, I think that it's too bad. Because I always enjoyed, as you know, when I was first starting out, I remember being on the air in Cincinnati at WCKY doing afternoons there, and the first day I was on the air, I got a call because I went on the air and I said I was in Boston and here we are, blah, blah, blah. First call is, "You stupid East Coast liberal bastard, get on the next plane and go back to Boston." And I said, "But sir, I'm a Republican." "No, you're not." You know, that kind of stuff. And so
was that your first taste of bias?
I had gotten it in St. Louis at KMOX, kind of the same. Kind of got the same reception. So, you know, it is what it is. People, and I find more of that today. You get responses from the stations. We're being heard on 345 stations around the country this weekend. And you can be sure that what either or both of us say doesn't settle well with some people who are listening.
I didn't say something as inflammatory as, "I used to be a Republican, but there's nothing there for me now."
No, you didn't.
I wouldn't say
I'll
that.
Take credit for that.
You know, when sometimes people blame me for what you say, and I have to fight them off. No, that was Doug.
It's my fault. Send your email to me.
What you say is, you go, "The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison." And they think you're Michael Harrison when you say that.
Well, listen, I'm no Michael Harrison, you can be sure of that. All right, coming up next.
Is an overview. Jack Kennedy.
Of the what's Michael talking about on the MH interview this week. We'll get to that in a matter of moments.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
There is always more than what we see. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Intellectually, we can understand that there is more going on in any given situation than we ever readily see, although our confirmation biases certainly try to convince us that what we already know is all there is to know. A deeper, rational, but perhaps more importantly, a humble part of us realizes that there is always something more. There are more sides opposing what we believe to be our unchallengeable truth than our egos might be willing to admit. But there is something that we can still do. We can challenge ourselves to challenge even our most persuasive certainties. And the more we do that, the more we prepare ourselves to continually learn. And for help along the way, check out my YouTube channel at YouTube.com/Dr. Christian Conti.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. 1072. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
All right, reaching new heights in terms of interviews. Michael Harrison does an interview every week. It's sort of a complimentary thing to what's being discussed on the Countdown and In Talker. So this week, who's the star?
Greg Stebbin, who is a fellow who used to be Men's Health magazine editor and their radio spokesman. He's a great interviewee. He went to Ukraine on his own, and he is, for the sake of keeping that story alive in the media, and he's doing interviews on radio, and I talked to him about his process of doing that, as well as what he has seen in Poland and Ukraine. Greg Stebbin, it's a very interesting insight.
Were you troubled? Your reaction troubled?
My reaction to everything about the Ukraine war is troubling to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a horrible thing.
Is he safe over there?
Relatively so, because he's on the west side of the country,
Ukraine,
which is
yeah.
far safer than the east side.
Yeah,
but then
right.
again, is anybody safe anywhere in the world?
That's a great question. Ask Dave Chappelle about that.
There you go.
Much
you
anything else. He'd be a good interview for the Michael Harrison interview. All right, check it all out at talkers.com or mhinterview.com. Greg Stebbin with Michael Harrison, who's with me as well here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour. Time for the countdown of the top 5 items from the world of technology that we go over every week on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is in charge of that research and reporting on these items. We count them down from number 5 to number 1. The Intel CEO, the story of the chip shortage. What's the update? That's number 5 this week. Victoria?
Well, 6 months ago, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger said that he predicted the global chip shortage would last until 2023. Now he's kind of pushing that date back to 2024. He said, we believe that the overall semiconductor shortage will now drift into 2024 from our earlier estimates because the shortages have now hit equipment and some of those factory ramps will be more challenged. So he said that the global, actually Intel itself as a business is actually doing really well and the chips that they make have not really slowed down as much as the rest of what we call the chip shortage, you know, has been happening. And so he said that, you know, CPUs, GPUs, game consoles, some of those were really the highest profile items that were hit by the shortages. And so he said that, that the supply and demand are sort of already flattening out there, which is good news. But networking chip vendors are still in the middle of a significant shortage, and he said that Ethernet connections are particularly difficult, and he said that slowed down a lot of PC shipments. And so that's where he thinks that they're going to still have an issue maybe until 2024.
All right. Number 4 is not good news at all, for sure. Number 4, the crypto enforcement that is now coming to the surface here. You got crypto? Listen to this.
Yeah, so the SEC announced this week that they're going to double their cryptocurrency enforcement division, which is now called just Cyber Unit. They've added another 20 positions, and the total of staff will go to 50 people now, increasing their ability to prosecute securities law violations related to crypto products. Now, the reason that this is important is because with more and more crypto being out on the market, the scams that are happening are almost at a record level. And the ones that they're investigating right now are called rug pulls. So operators of a project, they get investments, they promise big returns, and then they just disappear with the money. And so this happened recently with two different groups. There was a crypto token that was named after Squid Game, the Netflix show. There's a collection of 3D avatars. All of this stuff ended up just being fraudulent. So the SEC feels that with NFTs and all kinds of lending platforms and decentralized finance, which is called DeFi services, they think that this is something that they need to ramp up for security.
All right, number three, the Google privacy settings this week.
Google is letting you request personal info to be removed from Google search results. Now, over the years, it's become increasingly challenging to keep personal information away from the web, as we all know. But Google's updated policies now allow you to take more control of your online presence in the search. So Google says users can now request personal information like your phone number, email address, and home address to be removed from the search results. The policy expansion also enables people under the age of 18 or their parent or guardian to also request removal of their images from Google search results, which is a big thing, too, for people who have kids. Now, you have been able to do this in the past, but now with cases of doxing where personal info and addresses are shared publicly with malicious intent, Google is trying to help mitigate a lot of what's happening with doxing. So take control. You know, it's probably a process, but, you know, see what your search results are. If you don't like what pops up, then definitely contact Google and make their request to have stuff removed.
Number two on our countdown of the top five, AT&T is trying what?
AT&T, in a shady way, is trying to push people to their newer cell phone plans, and they're raising the price on some of the older plans. The unlimited and the mobile share plans are going to go up between $6 and $12 a month. And, however, this is where they're being shady. They're not actually publishing which plans are being affected by this. They're relying on people to receive a message from AT&T and to actually act upon that. Don't waste your time. If you have AT&T for your cell phone, just call them up and find out what your plan is and what the new plans are. The new plans are supposedly cheaper, but don't get stuck with an old plan and paying more money when you could actually get more perks from a newer one.
All right, number one this week, Real ID.
Yeah, so this is back in the news. After several extensions, the time has finally come. The Real ID deadline is officially a year from now, May of 2023. Originally, air travelers were going to need to have a Real ID by October 1st of 2020 in order to get onto a domestic flight. Now, because of COVID and all kinds of other stuff, they've moved it to 2023. Make sure in your state that you find out what the requirements are, because you will not be able to fly domestically without a Real ID. So just get onto the website of your state and figure out what the requirements are. And get
59
on it.
Past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.